Ephesians 6, verses 13 and 14. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Having girded your waist with truth. The verses before us speak about spiritual warfare. They remind us that we are in the fight of our lives. The fight is against a relentless, powerful enemy. And we are engaged in battle with a spiritual being who is intent on our destruction. We're fighting against an enemy who hates our God and who hates us. He wants to devour our families, destroy our testimonies, devastate the church, and discredit our God. But this enemy of whom I speak is not all-powerful. The God that we serve is all-powerful. 1 John 4, verse 4 tells us, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." He who is in us is greater than he that is in the world. We will get the victory. While Satan is intent on our defeat, the Lord is interested in giving us the victory. The Bible tells us very clearly that in the end, God will have the last word, and Satan will be forever defeated and banished to the lake of fire. Revelation 20, verse 10. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Today, we'll begin to consider the resources that the Lord has given us to help us to stand, Stand, therefore. We are to stand for God, and we're to enjoy victory in the spiritual battles of life. Let's begin to study the pieces that comprise the whole armor of God. The whole armor of God, Ephesians 6, 10 and 13 tells us that we ought to put on. We're to utilize the armor in our daily warfare with our enemy. Notice, it is daily. Daily warfare. The enemy is identified as Satan in verse 12. We find the darkness of this age, the rulers of the darkness, the spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places, principalities, powers. That is who our battle is against. The passage today teaches us that the only hope of victory that we possess is to be adorned with the whole armor of God. Verse 18, therefore take up the whole armor. The whole armor. This literally means take it up, put it on. It's the image of a soldier standing amidst the pieces of his armor, and he has to appropriate what has been approved for him. With to take it up, with to put it on. Armor does no good in the armory. And armor does no good until it is put on the soldier's body. We're not down at a store or a warehouse or the armory looking at our armor. We're to put it on. The armor, if utilized properly, will enable us to do what verses 11, 13, and 14 tells us to do. It tells us that we are to stand. The armor will make it possible to withstand or resist the daily assaults that come our way from the enemy. daily, brothers and sisters. You have to have the armor on daily, all the time. There's no vacations in this war that we're in, brothers and sisters. That's exactly what Satan wants you to do. Put your flip-flops on and your shorts and go to the beach. And forget about the fact that you are in a daily battle with an enemy. And the only way to fight that enemy is to put on the whole armor of God. There's no such thing in this battle as let go and let God. It's to pick up and to put on and to stand. First of all, we'll be looking at the belt of truth. In our next few studies, we'll be looking at the whole armor of God. Today, we will be looking at the belt of truth. Therefore, having girded your waist with truth, Ephesians 6, the first part of verse 14. The standard garment for the Roman soldier was a loose-fitting tunic. It was really nothing more than a large square piece of cloth with holes cut out for the arms and the head. It was usually worn loose, allowing it to drape over the body. When it came time for battle, that tunic would prove itself to be very dangerous for the soldier. Since most combat was hand-to-hand in ancient times, giving the enemy an easy handhold would mean certain death. Not only that, but the tunic, if left loose, would hinder the soldier's freedom of movement. So before battle began, the soldier would carefully gather the tunic around his body and hold it in place with a heavy leather belt. The phrase "gird about" literally means to fasten one's belt. Girding your waist with truth. Fastening the belt of truth. This practice was common among ordinary citizens as well. Fastening the belt. Girding yourself. The people in that culture wore long flowing robes. When he had to move fast or do some sort of physical work, the robe would be tightened around the body so movement would be unhindered. When the Lord would bring the children of Israel out of Egypt, if you remember in Exodus 12:11, he gave them specific instructions concerning the Passover. He told them to eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It's the Lord's Passover. They had to be ready to go. Brothers and sisters, you have to be ready to go. From the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, you are to be ready to go. You are a soldier in a battle. Christ told his people to be ready to go as well. In Luke 12:35. It says, let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. That is, we're to be ready to go all the time. So many of us are on vacation. Or our armor is laying on the ground and we're not picking it up and putting it on. And then we wonder why we can't stand. You're being attacked, you're being beat up, you're being defeated all the time because you're not putting on the whole armor of God. Our spiritual loins are to be girded. We're to be looking for the coming of the Lord. If we don't wear our robes today, when we don't wear our robes, we're not going to get the victory. We have to be girded up. But our girding is not physical. It's mental and it's spiritual. You're not literally, for those of us in the West, you're not literally wearing a robe today. But spiritually, you have to be girded up. Mentally, spiritually. This is how Peter said in 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought into you, onto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Gird up your loins. Put on the belt of truth. The belt we wear in our spiritual battles is not a belt of leather. It is a belt of truth. The truth. The word refers to the content of that which is true. Gird your waist with truth. With what is true? If we're to stand in the evil day, then we must stand in the truth. We live in an age that the truth is totally disregarded. There's no place for truth in the marketplace today. And yet that's the very area where Christ says that we need to stand. We need to gird ourselves with the truth. Gird about with the truth. What is Paul referring to? Let's look at a couple specific areas. First, there's the truth found in the Word of God. John 17:17. Listen, this is why you're failing. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Why is your sanctification going so poorly? Why are you constantly falling about? Why are you constantly defeated? Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Are you in the Word of God? Do you know the Word of God? Do you compromise with the Word of God? Do you have, it's no problem for you to accept false doctrine, false teachers, false prophets. It's okay. We want peace at all costs. It doesn't matter. Brothers and sisters, you are in a battle. And you are to stand for the truth. You are to be girded about with the truth. Thy word is truth. Without a working knowledge of the truths of Scripture, the child of God is easy prey for the enemy. Don't you realize? Satan twisted and perverted the word. With Adam and Eve. He twisted and perverted the word with Jesus Christ himself. What makes you think he's not going to do that with you? Are you that prideful that you think that you're that smart? That you're going to outmaneuver Satan with the word of God? And not even study it or know it and accept all kind of false teaching, false doctrine? The scripture says that henceforth we be no more children. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie and wait to deceive. Ephesians 4:14. You can turn on your television set, you can turn on the radio, you can hear false doctrine, false teaching all day long. That's why the Word of God has been given to us. That's why he's given us preachers to explain it to us. He wants us to know his truth, so that we might stand in the evil day. Without the truth, the saints of God have no foundation and they're easily led astray. Without the word of God, you have no authority to stand on. If you would think I have any authority at all as a preacher, the only reason I have any authority is based on the word of God. Authority is on the word of God. That's it. Anything else than that, that's just my opinion. I have no authority. All I can tell you is what the Word of God says. You be a Berean and see if these things are true. You think you can play around with false doctrine? Well, it says, having girded your waist with truth. That's what myself, I'm going to do. I'm going to gird my waist with truth. Gird my mind. Gird my soul with the truth so that I can stand in the evil day. Without the truth, the saints of God have no foundation and are easily led astray. And that's why you see the wreckage that you see throughout Christianity today. We have Bibles, we don't open them up. Or if we open them up, we just lucky dip and we follow no kind of system of thought, no train of thought. We just rip things out of context, give no regard to how the text is written, what form it's written in. And then we wonder why we're defeated all the time. The only way to combat error is with the truth. It is the devil's desire to defeat us, to destroy us, to distract us. And he does it by peddling lies. Just like he did with Eve in the Garden of Eden. Satan is still seeking to alter the word of God. He wants us to ignore the truth. The truth that God gives us. And he wants us to embrace his lies, the lies of Satan, that are designed to lead us away from the Lord. As I said, the only way to combat error is with truth. The only way to know the truth is to be exposed to the truth. The Bible is truth. The Bible is reliable. It is accurate. It is to be read and it is to be believed. Those who read it and believe it will soon discover that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, so that the man of God and the woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. Those who don't are going to be casualties. You're going to be a casualty in the war between the children of God and Satan. 1 Timothy 4:11. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times. You think we're in the end times? Well, okay. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Are you giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils? 1 Timothy 4:11. Seducing spirits. What does a seductress do? She speaks smooth words. She tells you what you want to hear. She tells you how wonderful and beautiful that you are. How just a little bit of compromise. It ain't no big thing. Just a little bit. She comes speaking smoothly to you. Also, doctrines of devils. All of the false doctrine perpetrated by the false teachers and false prophets out there. And you just play around with it. And you hate the strong truths. You hate the word of God preached in all of its glory, in all of its beauty, in all of its sovereignty, where it cuts through all the foolishness. You'd rather just play around with the word of God, play around with your life. Am I speaking to you today? If I am, then you need to repent. The Bible is the truth. It teaches all we need to know about life and death, heaven and hell, God and Satan, sin and salvation. It reveals our condition before God. The lost, the condition, none seek after God, none righteous, there's none good, no, not one. For they have all fallen away, have fallen short of the glory of God. See, man, they don't want to hear that we're lost and we need to be saved. You need to know the way of salvation. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. The word reveals the final destiny of the saints of God. In John, it tells us that he's gone to prepare a home for us. The scripture also reveals the final destiny of the lost. The scripture reveals the solution of our problem for those that are lost. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, Satan doesn't want people to know that truth. He doesn't want you to proclaim that truth to others. The Bible is a book to be read, to be believed, to be obeyed, and to be loved. And those who do so will be led in the path of life. Those who don't will spend eternity in death. If you own a Bible, you should praise the Lord for it. And you should soak in the truth that it contains daily. That's usually the first thing I ask somebody that comes and asks for counsel. Are you reading your Bible? Do you study your Bible? Are you in fellowship with the saints around you, helping you out in the Word of God, knowing the truth? Are you listening to sound preaching? Are you letting the truth shape your life, feed your soul, guide your steps, and lead you in the paths of righteousness? Truth. The scripture contains the truth, and in its pages you will find, my friend, life everlasting. You're to make the Bible your foundation and you're to stand on it. For the scripture reveals Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. The scripture reveals man's true condition, lost. The solution to that condition, Jesus Christ, the way of salvation. For by grace are you saved through faith. Our final destiny, to be in heaven for all eternity with Christ. And it also reveals the final destiny of the lost, condemned, consigned to hell for all eternity. Brothers and sisters, we are to stand. We are to stand for the truth. We are to be about the truth. We are to know the Bible. And my friend, if you would be listening today and you've never come to Jesus Christ, you've followed the path of error, the path of deception, you've listened to the siren call of, oh, there's many paths to God. All roads lead to God. Whereas the scripture says, no, there's only one way to God, one road to God, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other name given amongst men where we might be saved. Jesus Christ. There's no way to the Father but through the Son. Come to Christ today for salvation. The wages of sin is death. The free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. If you never come to Christ, come to Christ today. If you are a child of God today, then stand. Brothers and sisters, stand. Put the whole armor on. Beginning with the belt of truth.